Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got some interesting things unfolding here. First of all, I wanted to give everybody a heads up. We're having some technical problems at the studio, so if you're having trouble listening to the show or you're getting dropped, just switch over to Station 2 to pick up the show. There's some really crazy things going on. I know the past two shows I've done with other stations, they've actually lost the connection twice on the hard line. So we know we had three backup systems, and all three of them were going crazy. So there's, you know, obviously we're really hitting the marks on something. But anyway, that comes with the territory, and everybody needs to send some love to the BBS studio there so they can keep it together, you know, under all this crazy harassment. But anyway, we've got a great show. There's several things that I wanted to talk about tonight. We are going to go out to some people in the field. We have some wonderful investigators here from Argentina and Australia, and they've had quite a night out there and got to see some pretty incredible things, so we want to talk to them. And then later on the show, I want to get into the photographs that were taken here at the East Eddy Ranch during the teacher's training and the ambassador training. We had some just amazing photographs taken, and there's a lot of controversy over these photographs, so I thought it'd be good to bring those up and talk about them on the air with some of the people that were present at the time. So, you know, we had a friend here. I can talk further about it, but he's a Japanese monk and highest integrity, very gentle spirit, very big man, you know, very loving man. And the last time he was here, he took his cell phone and snapped a picture of these beautiful, this light started appearing to him, and then it turned into light spheres. And then the light spheres started coalescing together, and he took three pictures, and he got three events on his cell phone. And this is in a field, a pitch black field at night. And he got a beautiful picture of Kuan Yin. And so that was one of the events. And then I asked him if he could meditate on Kazekiel, the being that I work with quite a bit, and to see if he could get a photograph of him. So actually the next night, Kazekiel appeared to him, and he shot a picture of him on his cell phone. And this picture looks like Jerusalem in the background. It's the weirdest thing in a pitch black field with nothing but, you know, echinacea and weeds out there. But it looks like a portal opened up, and this huge golden white light with wings appeared, which is how Kazekiel's energy looks. It's just pure golden energy, but it will take a form if people need to have a form. But that was the second event, and so I thought that was quite interesting. And then the third event was he took another photo of these feline beings that we've been working with, six-dimensional feline beings, and he said they were like at least 8 feet tall, if not taller. You know, very, very tall, very big beings. And so he snapped a photo of them, and a cross of energy started to appear. It looked like, not straight up and down cross, but maybe laying on its side. But the energy crossed, and then these beings appeared. And, after the cross of energy appeared, and then they appeared right behind it, and then showed up, and he got two wonderful photographs of these felines. Now, we were just working with the felines on a spiritual level and doing clearing work, and they were coming in and initiating people and connecting with people, so that ties into the photograph that he got there. Now, the following morning, he went outside at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this time he had a camera with him, and his second visit here, and he shot a picture of the of Mary appearing to him, which appeared in a blue form of energy, which is exactly how I see her when she first appears to me, in just a pure, beautiful blue-white energy. And then she takes form out of that energy. And so he actually got pictures of the energy starting to form, and then he got a wonderful picture of Mary. So the following day, I told him, I said, God, you know, that's kind of vague. It does look like a being. I thought it was like a Pleiadian or an Andromedan or something else. But, you know, when we tipped on, we found out it was actually Mary's energy. And we have Mary Magdalene come in here quite a bit to the ranch, and Mother Mary. They're very involved here. But we have ultra-dimensional beings, and it all ties together, which we'll talk about. But you cannot separate the masters from the ultra-dimensionals and the higher planes and dimensions, just as you can't separate them from the elf and fairy kingdom. They're all tied together for those who are evolved enough to experience and see it. For those who aren't, you just have to keep an open mind and pure intent and a loving heart, and you might have the experience. But if you go into skepticism and negativity, you aren't going to have the experience. And when you do say you don't believe any of this stuff, it's all nonsense, you are right, because it is nonsense for you, because you haven't risen to the occasion. So we have no problem with that, with people saying that they don't believe in any of this. It's basically an as-you-wish universe. So anyway, we got these pictures, and what's interesting about these pictures, I'll talk further about them, but there were quite a few people, up to 25 people present, when some of these pictures were taken, and the being, the entity Mary was already identified as working with the group and coming in, and the photograph was taken later in the presence of the group. So you tie all that together, and I would have to put my stamp of approval on these pictures, even though they look very close to old paintings and things of that nature. So anyway, I know the pictures are authentic. I know the being that took them is of the utmost integrity, and I know the people present really have nothing to gain or are all present and witness this. And I also know that there are things happening out there that we don't know. I mean, they could just project an image to us, one that we will understand or align with, and they may look totally different now. You know, who knows? So, I mean, it's a big universe, and there's all kinds of planes and dimensions and spiritual technologies out there. And I doubt very much it was some kind of a blue beam operation or something else, because we're kind of beyond that in our group, because we're already connecting and having conversations with these beings and identifying who they are, and it's been going on for 30 years. So I think pretty much ruled that one out, but there is a possibility that they do project an image or project a something to us that we would identify with, so we would make the connection or feel an affinity to that energy or work with these beings. So anyway, that being said, there's also some incredible footage there. We've got footage of an ultra-dimensional being flying in from the west and landing in the field and disappearing. And it looked like he went down into the earth, and then another being came flying by and cruised right by on top of him, going towards the west from the east. And so that's on the website as well. And we also have some amazing UFO activity, very, very large ships flying in and turning around each other and powering up with, again, 25 people or so present. So all this is on the website. It's unfolding now. It's outrageous. And if you want to embrace the universe and actually have some evidence to back up, your expanded consciousness, it's there on the site. And it's pretty irrefutable, but we also know that there will be people that will have a hard time with this information. So, basically all I can do is tell you how we experienced it, how it unfolded, and I don't see any trickery in this on any of the people present and any people that took the pictures or anything else. It was all done in the utmost integrity, in the highest consciousness and energy, so I would have to give my definite stamp of approval, and I am a very discerning person. If people that know me, I've debunked quite a few things coming in that people were damn sure there were UFOs, and I looked at the light and I felt the energy on this ship coming in, and it was a big triangle. And sure enough, after it passed us, it turned out to be one of our toys that we've back engineered. So anyway, we do use some incredible discernment here, and we check out all the other possibilities before we put anything out. So, every once in a while we put something out that somebody sends to us, and we just shoot it out there and we let people make their own decision about it. And as time goes on, we look into it and find out, it's either some kind of a joke or whatever. But just as that spiral over Canada, as soon as we saw that, we knew that was CGI and it wasn't real, and looked into it, and it turned out to be that was the case. And a lot of people got really upset with us when we said, it doesn't look real to me. I mean, it's a good job, but it just doesn't look real. So anyway, that was the gut feeling we all had, and the more we looked in, we found out it was CGI. So that doesn't diminish the other spirals, which are real. They are definitely for real. And some of the other incredible footage with giant, pyramids and things like that flying around, in different countries and things of that nature. So basically, keep discernment. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And, we're open to some other alternative than the obvious of what we experienced. And so far, nobody's come up with any other explanation that really holds water other than the obvious. There's been a few, statements. We've gotten a couple emails, pretty slanderous emails, saying we've lost all credibility whatsoever by putting this up. But to me, you have to be true to what's happening. You have to be true to spirit. You have to be true to the events. And out of fear of losing credibility, what do we do? Censor this? Then we'd be just like the other guys out there that are censoring all this information. So we're not here to censor anything. We're here to put this out there and be as true as we can to the evidence and the experience, and share it, and that we're open to other alternative explanations for this. We're not set in stone here, and we're not so heavily fixed, as some people are in different programs. So anyway, that being said, I want to get some interviews, connect with the people out in the field. We've got some wonderful investigators here, and hopefully we can get a line out to the field and connect with these other investigators, our friends from Australia and Chile. Do we have the field connection there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. James Gilliland. How are you, man?
Great. Who are we speaking with?
Enzo Farias.
Great. And you're a UFO investigator from Australia?
Yes, ma'am. From Sydney, Australia.
Uh-huh.
Actually, hey, I come from Chile now.
Yeah. Would you talk a little bit about what you've experienced here at the ranch, and you can talk about some of your other investigations as well.
Oh, yes. Why not, James? We are coming to investigate since around 3 weeks, 3 days or 4 days ago. Start from Australia and went to Chile. I went to meet with a couple of investigators in the ufologies, and one of them, Leonel Codoseo from the city of Copiapó, came with me to the ranch, because after the ranch we are going to Mexico to see another contactee over there. And actually two friends from Australia came with us too to see the phenomena of the sighting in the ranch. And actually, today they went home, and they are, for me, it's a big satisfaction to bring them here, because I'm always talking about the city ranch in Australia, and actually they have a wonderful experience. Myself have a wonderful experience, and even I see UFOs before myself and investigating these phenomena for a long time, but for have your friends have such a wonderful experience in the ranch, mean the world for me, because I'm really, really satisfied with the experience of all of them, including myself in the ranch with all the sightings and a lot of other phenomena happened to us too, mm-hmm. in the ranch. So that's very, 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 fantastic, to be honest with you. So what mean is coming to the ranch and reading about the ranch and the anesthetic and yourself for many, many years, and coming to the conclusion is, of course, what you say is in your video, what you say in YouTube for a long time is actually true. That's the way of my investigation is. I'm actually dedicating myself to go to places, meet the contactee, see actually if the phenomena is actually happening or not happening over there. And in this case, the SETI, is it true? Door? Is it true doors to the people who believe in the aliens visiting us? just to come into the ranch, they can have a wonderful experience to see what you show as something that can communication with this being. It's a totally reality. So I can say you are true, a very true contactee at the moment. In this around the world, you are one of the best at the moment, because you show in a daily basis anyway these things are happening. We're not talking about putting people on position. I'm the best or not the best, but I mean it's the best place where you can see the reality of the UFO and the phenomena. It's all true. That's attracted to me, And so it was a very wonderful experience, mine. And thank you for that, and thank you for your kindness and helping us to walk around the ranch, and helping my friends to understand all these things,
You know, considering your experience here and your, summing up that this is probably one of the best locations to have an experience, and, it's ongoing and happening redundantly here. And the information about who they are and why they're here and all the other information, why do you think it's so censored, within the UFO community here in the United States?
I think my experience investigating that and have it talking with other investigators around the world, because what happened, we are a bit of different with some ufologists who've been studying and writing everything about what they think is the phenomenon of UFO, but it's different to us because I'm the type of guy with other investigators who we are going to the source where the scene is happening. We're visiting the places and we see for ourselves if the thing is true or not, and that's the good part of our job. And I don't understand why it's being censored, in America in that way, who they don't want. I think they don't want the people to see the truth anyway, because as far as I know, other investigative friends of mine, they've been here around, and I'm friends of a friend, they've been here, and they say the same thing, the phenomena is in there. And I don't understand why some people, and especially some UFO community in America, they try to censor it, yourself or the ranch. Because maybe it's interest. From maybe government interest or in government is being into other people's minds to do something, maybe cover up into the UFO community and destroying actually the basis and the root of the UFO community here in America. And I've been reading about that and been talking about with friends from overseas, and we see that it's going often and it's going higher and higher. Maybe people is scared to talk about it. Maybe it's people get paid to don't talk about it, and say leave James Gillen over there and the ranch and don't talk about that, it's because of that. The something government try to, I think the best way the government is doing now is try to destroy the root, the basis of UFO community. I think it is an easy way to go, create confusion between the rank of followers and investigators, but they fail, and they always going to be failed because people like me and many, many now, we start going to places. We start going to see ourselves, the truth of what many contactees talking about around the world. And we are sending the message of, well, this is true, man. You should go. You should see yourself if something happened over there, And it's no pleasure in that, Just go and see yourself. And people can question you with so many things, and so whatever you see, and so you see satellite or whatever, you say, my, we've been in this for so long. It's time to stop crap. Stop talking crap. It's time to talk the truth. It's what you see is what everybody sees. So, and you mean so many people, it's professional people here, people who have high experience in aeronautics, engineering, or whatever, it's amazing. The fire you have with so many years, a huge library with what happened in the city. And for people in Australia, and myself, and people in South America, and we don't understand what's going on why you've been censored, with such a phenomenon around your place here in the city. And it's sad, man. It's very sad. But you have the full support of myself and other investigators around the world, and I want to make sure what is happening in the city is it's going to be very, very online in our internet or websites or whatever. You know, I want to try to do my best to put the truth out, you know, in support
yeah,
of
our biggest
happening in the city, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our seems like our biggest base is coming out of Australia and then, you know, South America, and the people there are very open hearts and open minds, and they want to get to the truth, and they understand the spiritual aspect of this and how some of these beings are very, very, you know, spiritually and technologically advanced, and they're open to that. And so, you know, they're having all those experiences there. Most of the major contacts and sightings there are just phenomenal. And everybody goes, well, how come they're having so many contacts in, you know, over in Mexico and South America and Brazil and, you know, all these other places, you know, and I said, well, do you ever think that maybe it's because they don't shoot at them?
Yeah, you know what happened, James. What I found in investigating and talked to other contactees in South America, and I have a huge experience with one of them. The second day I was in Cordoba, in Argentina, his name was Rodrigo Rondino, and this guy was a pure and true contactee, and I sense God and the source of light, and my friends or aliens, it was fantastic and wonderful experience, the one I had. And I saw people, true believers and with open hearts, because what happened in South America, people take things totally different because they know spiritual is connecting to the phenomenon of UFO. You can't just be arrogant and with a huge ego, you know, and ask people, they might show me the phenomena, because you have to. I think it's in some section of yourself. You should prepare yourself in a way of balance in spirituality before to try to meet those guys. It's, I think it's arrogance from big government who doesn't allow to just cut themselves to have the true contact. The true contact doesn't go just to talk in a table with the aliens, you know. True contact is something you should have, something special in your heart before to clean your heart before to talk to entities like with so high in spirituality. So people in South America and in Mexico, they know. And when you talk to them and people who have this contact and they see I'm talking with some aliens who I was actually talking with one of them. The guy said to me, "My, you have to be really prepared for it, and it's, everything is working spirituality, you know." And that's they don't in South America. They don't attack them. They don't even thinking to shoot them. It's all the way around. And in Mexico also, they're already open to actually welcome them in any case. But in other governments, they know. They want just technology. They want just to, if they can disappear from the face of the earth, it's better for them. Because it's all power. Mm-hmm. You know, government doesn't want to lose power. You know, and they scare also the aliens visitors or the agenda of the aliens. They try to make everything, you know, possible to make people scared of them. That's all. It's power and ego, you know. And but slowly this is going to be disappear. People with heart, we win. It's not a war between our governments and us. It's a war to win just the right to people to know. It's another brothers who can really want to help us. And, you know.
Yeah, I feel they definitely have what we need right now more than anything. You know, they've transcended disease and war, and they have fuelless energy technologies. They can clean up the planet. I mean, they can help us in ways that are just phenomenal, but, you know, they're waiting for enough of us to make the call and that tipping point where they can come in and not interfere with free will. And, you know, and I think a lot of these events unfolding are happening just for that reason, for people to rise up and say, you know, we're tired of being led down this dark path and we want to take a different, you know, a different road.
Of course, man. People slowly, they understand, you know, they have a role to play here. I've been talking with so many people. I said, "My, wake up. Every human being for every nation have a role and the obligation, you know, to put the balls up, to say something, you know, to tell the government, come on, it's time to stop that." You know, Jane, what is bad at me is on my heart. It is so many files around the world. In every country is open files. Every government is open files of what actually the activity of UFOs. in Chile, in UK, in every country, in Mexico. The files, they are open for everyone to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That means the reality of the phenomenon of UFO is real. That's the same many people that say, oh, I don't know much about it. They say, because you don't study, you don't research. People who want to know should research. The files are there to be read. And they understand straight away the phenomenon of UFO is real. The problem now we're facing is some government, they don't want to really open themselves, you know, to discuss this with the public. They are scared to discuss this with the public. You know what I mean? Because of that, because they feeling people going to raise their voice, you know, and say, why? You've been doing that to us for so many years. But it's very unfair. And they cover, you know, the a lot of research. There's a lot of technology being taken from even crash from aliens, from, you know, bodies or whatever. They've been studying for so long, and the technology, the back technology they've taken from this stuff, and a lot of new technologies they can help in the humanity to in many, many ways, and this is being covered up, you see. And that's many big governments, they're scared of that. They're scared of the question and how the people will react to the real truth when this is going to be open. But if they put a brake on it, doesn't matter. I think the heart and soul of humanity will win. And I'm pretty sure of that.
I do too. You know, I think we're getting a big lesson here in Florida. You know, you can see all the beaches turning black and the air is toxic and poisonous and everything else. And when people realize that we've had, you know, fuelless energy technology, you know, back in the 30s in Germany and even before that with Tesla and some of these other technologies, they should be, you know, screaming and rioting in the streets. And I think that's what they're really scared about is to realize that, you know, this technology has been around for so long, we didn't have to have all these big oil spills and be, you know, breathing these noxic fumes and everything else for, you know, for as long as we have. And we could be cleaning up the planet and restoring the environment. And you know, people would be free. You know,
And what you say is in file. It's file of Delta job, it's implementation. It's actual information. You can get it, and people should learn about that. You know, but the problem is some humanity is waiting everything. Hey, come on, bring me everything. It's done. So, but people should research and wake up their souls, you know, and their mind, and see this technology has been around us for very, very long time. You see, so we can save our world if the technology is in there. And I got a friend, very good friend of mine in Australia, who is a science guy, and he did he's an inventor. He created a filter for his sky. That filter can filter everything, you know, smoke from tunnels, and for the oil industry, for everything. And everything come up after that filter is coming clean and pure air. All right? He put this project into the one of the New South Wales government those time, and my brother was involved in that. And they found the thing wonderful. This being tested by the university over there in Australia. And it was all politics. They say, yes, we want to use that. Was a representative from oil companies, Copec, and the big guys over there, my brother told me. And after they cancel the project, they don't want to spend the money in that. Who cares? They don't care. You see?
Yeah.
They put that only for the news. We want to do that. Yeah. When the news has come out, and after the news come out, they cancel the project. So that means it's all politics, it's all power. So nobody wants to do anything about it. You know, it's the big guy who is actually the one who's working in the wrong way. But to be honest, all the projects are there. They are ready to go. They're ready to go.
I think they're all going to come forward here. Yeah, it's all going to come forward here real soon, and I don't think it can be
very
stopped.
I believe I've been talking to contacting people, the last one I've been talking, the information is what is given from ETs, from other dimensions. They say things will change very soon. And I believe those 2012 and things will happen, maybe it's going to be relating totally with the UFO phenomena. That's my point of view, personal point of view, with all respect to others. You know, so
I agree.
I hope.
Definitely.
And I hope. You know,
yeah, it's definitely tied in. I know all the the Star Nations talk about, you know, the Native Americans here all talk about the Star Nations coming back and assisting and joining us, and it's definitely on the books, and it's part of our destiny, and I don't think anybody can stop it, although they are sure trying.
I think the same thing. We are not people sitting in. In my case, we are not people sitting in computers and writing books at the moment, things like that. We are people who are in the field, talking to them, contacting people, and getting the message through, directly from them to the other world. And I think I believe, and I hope many people follow my job, because we can get better information and pure information to the public in a different way than writing other things who other people is writing, you know.
Well, it seems the key people out there, the most famous people, are, you know, a lot of them are making comments and things. They're like armchair investigators, and they make comments from afar.
That's
and
it.
They don't even look at the evidence. They don't come out and visit or do anything. And even, you know, major research centers and reporting centers refuse to report the constant call-ins from the ranch and the local people here. They just shove it under the rug, you know. It's amazing. And then you look at their background, you go, wait a second, this guy worked for NSA, you know, or this guy's military intelligence, or this guy's, and you go, no wonder they're shoving it under the rug. And I know MUFON's having a real shake-up right now because they were busted, you know, debunking things that were real and shoving a lot of evidence under the rug, and there's a big controversy.
I was in shock in Australia when I read about that and all this thing. I said,
yeah.
In the 21st century, you know, people like that who's been working so hard for 10 years coming separate, you know, with all this crap, you know.
Yeah.
It's something you can't believe it, and I couldn't believe it, too, you see, because
they're tracking
all the bases of the institution who investigate this phenomenon. This is cracking. They're going down, you know.
Well the local MUFON in the area here have come up to the ranch. They know it's for real. They've seen it.
Yeah.
And there's Oregon chapters and things like that, and they know what's going on for sure, but the headquarters won't acknowledge it, or you know, it's just interesting that you would think they would be out here quite a bit with their cameras and everything else, but they're not. And but you know, because there is, you know, in-house, the local guys come and they take the pictures, they know it's real, and they send it up to headquarters, and then they don't hear a thing. I mean, it just gets slid under the rug. So,
yeah, they are working for the wrong guy now. Anyway, for the wrong people.
Yeah,
because this.
Well, I think they're going to clean their own house. I'm really hoping they do their own house cleaning.
It was a wonderful institution, and still I believe MUFON can be great, a great institution, for us always was a place where you can direct a lot of things and get a lot of information from them too. As investigator, you know, and it was sad for me to see that little destruction start happening from inside to outside, you know, with the young people, you know, and you can't believe it because you see those guys investigated together for so many years and becoming enemy in one way, you know, and very strange things are happening, you know, happening that way because
you just look at the background. You know, I just say look at their backgrounds and you'll see, you know, follow their backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you know, who they're connected to and where they're drawing their paychecks from, and it's pretty obvious, you know, like what it's all about. And the people on the, you know, that are joining MUFON that really want to find out the truth and are there for the right reasons, they need to all kind of band together and toss the guys out that are suppressing evidence and change, you know, altering things and that nature.
They will come out from this, and I hope the best for all the investigators here in the USA. I know people in USA, they will get the truth and the government, for sure, they will slowly, they have to give the information out. They have to tell the people slowly what's going on.
Yeah.
I understand the government too now, and the position may be very honest people in the government of USA. They don't want to make things worse and big, because telling the information who has been in covered up for so many years to the all American people is going to be hard, you know, it's going to be hard and painful, and understand this has to be given slowly and with a very, very big support, you know, for everyone. But
We understand the need to cover it up in the beginning. You know, we were on a war footing, and the man with the best technology usually wins in any skirmish or battle. And so it does make sense that they would have been working really hard to develop whatever, you know, weapons we need for our own defense. But at the same time, they suppressed some major technologies that could have helped out humanity. And now we have to just say, okay, you know, we understand, we forgive you, we know where your mindset was then, but that was then and this is now, and it's time to release this technology for the better good of all humanity.
They will. I think you have a wonderful soul in the government of America, and mm-hmm. I believe and trust those souls. They will fight. They will fight to get the truth slowly to people, mm-hmm. but I believe this is going to happen. You know, this is going to happen very soon. You know,
oh,
and
I
that
do
will
too.
Change. They will change the American thinking in this phenomenon forever. And maybe give that support America needs to be still, you know, the wonderful country who always was, you know, mm-hmm. and respected. And we need that. We need that. We need a country who has to be the base of the world and to be on the first line in the contact with the extraterrestrial life, and for sure America, I think, has got the more experience than anyone in relation of this interaction with the aliens community, you know.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to any parting words before we bring on another caller?
To any question you mean?
Well, you know, anything for the audience of America here.
Yep. Well, I want to give my blessing to every American people who believe in change and who believe in the UFO phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to tell them is 100 million people who we all together we think and we believe in that. So we American people who believe in this, they are not alone. It's all South mm-hmm. America and Mexico, who are a big continent. We believe in that. Millions mm-hmm. of people in Chile and in all the countries in South America, and many even in Australia, where I come from, and I live and believe in this. And I think I give my full support to everyone who is searching. And I know they will find the truth, but look for the experience, and the experience where you can get is at the moment is you arrive in a city, they can see the truth of what's going on. Even a light flashing and powered up can change your life forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I know those orbs flying, you know, with the infrared spotlight and the goggles.
Experience for me, man, because I've been, I know all for many years. I've been taking wonderful pictures of them, but to see them myself flying around and interact with people and interact with us, you can see that life is life in the interdimensional, or whatever they want to call it. It's something in there, which our care, they give a company to us for so long. And that was a wonderful experience. The power up and all the UFOs around, man, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, man.
Oh, great.
So
well, I can't thank you enough for... Yeah,
nope.
Thanks. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're
going
to try to move on to these pictures and get some of the other people that were present during the Mary pictures and the feline pictures. So.
Okay, man. Okay, man. You are welcome. All the best, man. Hmm?
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right. Let's see if we can get another... guest on the show that was present during the photograph.
Hello, James.
Hello, who's this?
James, hey, this is Nate.
Oh, hey, welcome to the show, Nate.
Oh man, well, man, James, I don't know if we're if the ranch is being censored and under attack again, but. We were downstairs trying to have the radio show playing, and all on line one, it was just on repeat of the last show, and the show wasn't going. But finally, we got the second station going.
Oh, good.
But we were going to talk a little bit about what happened here last weekend. I mean, that kind of ties into what happened here last weekend, because I know that the show it appeared that there was some anomaly that happened last week when you did your show, and a portion of it got censored right as you were talking with Alpha Weber about pictures that we got of the feline beings.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's really afraid of, and then the Mary, since we got into talking about these photographs, line goes dead. And same thing happened, with Kevin Smith's show and another show that I was on. All of a sudden, I'm just gone, hung up on twice. And, we tried doing Skype, and we tried doing a direct line, and it's obvious that somebody there is playing with the disconnect button.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been sitting here listening to the conversation that you're having with Enzo, and, he was talking about all the different, people that might want to censor what's going on here. And, it's understandable because it's not just the UFO phenomenon that's happening here. Everything that's happening here is kind of pointing one to start to piece together the big picture, and there's these different ascended masters. There's the nature kingdom, the elves, the gnomes, the fairies. There's the infinite power that we have as human beings, as the forgotten gods. The power that we have, and coming here is really an opening portal for people to start to piece all that together. But it's understandable why you've been drawing a lot of heat, I know, from the UFO community after these Mary pictures came out from last weekend.
Yeah, they can't tie. They have really trouble tying the two together, and they have no concept that the Pleiades might be directly connected to, the divine feminine energies, which is where Mary went after she left. After she left this, the Earth incarnation.
I was going to comment too. Last fall when I first showed up, it was kind of the same thing. I observed Khan had just come here and had gotten the picture of Kuan Yin. And I wasn't here when that happened, but I showed up shortly after it happened, and I remember there was even people here at the ranch who hadn't observed it, but were just they're kind of talking trash about it, like, oh my God, that's impossible, that couldn't be Kuan Yin, like that's just a fuzzy picture. And I observed, listening to various different perspectives, and just kind of held loving detachment and was like, okay, this is interesting, what's going on here with these pictures and with this guy Khan. But I was here all last week and got to hang out with the guy and was picking his brain, and I have to say, I have no doubt the guy is genuine. I have no doubt that this guy actually has been doing all of this stuff, taking these pictures, teleporting all over the planet. And it was really interesting last week. I didn't physically see him take this picture, but I heard it, because we were doing the second round of table tipping in the teacher's training, and so I was kind of focusing on doing that, and I had my eyes closed and was just feeling the energies coming in. But I heard the commotion as he snapped the picture and everybody started to look at it. And yeah, I mean, we had 25 people or so there that all witnessed it.
Yeah, and we took his camera right away, and the last picture that was taken was it. And you got two pictures previously out in the field of this beautiful blue energy, and then Mary coming in on the other picture, and we established who it was. But the thing is it was really fuzzy. It was kind of a fuzzy picture, and I said, God, I wish you could just appear with a little more detail so I could really see her face. And sure enough, in the middle of the class, she pops in and appears, and he sees her and lifts his camera up and takes the shot and got it. So you know, what something you could back me up on, too, is that we had already established that it was Mary's energy coming in working with the group at the time when he took the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and personally, too, you know, in the tipping that I was doing at the moment that happened, or sometime around there, we connected with both of the Marys, Mary Magdalene first, and then Mary was, Mother Mary was the last being that we connected with, me and Jana on our table tipping.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. So, you know, I mean, we were musing about it the other day because people are given so much heat on it, like, and, you know, what are the various possibilities of how this came about, and is this exactly what Mother Mary looks like to a T? It could be a possibility that, you know, she is like transmitting this archetypal image,
mm-hmm.
To Khan and to the group that we're going to be able to relate to, or that's easily recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the first time that, you know, the images of Mary have appeared, you know, on various places on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, what's interesting, too, is that, you know, when he got the feline pictures, we were just talking about the felines, you know, and then this beautiful cross energy shows up, and then the felines, and we just got through connecting with them earlier, and then he goes out and takes a picture that evening, you know, of the felines. And knowing Khan, as you've known, met Khan, and you know, I'm a pretty good sense of character, and you know, this guy is really having trouble staying on the planet right now. He's bilocating all over the place. He sees other dimensions. He validates, you know, that what we're experiencing on other levels. And there's just too much validation there to think that he would actually, you know, perpetuate any kind of a hoax or anything.
No, yeah, again, like I was saying, I found the dude to be totally genuine, you know, and just a big-hearted, you know, really great guy. And,
yeah.
You know, he kept saying, like, oh, my English isn't so good. I found his English to be pretty good because we talked to him on a number of occasions, you know, during dinner or after dinner or whatever, and you could just see the emotional content you know, in his face, in his body language, and yeah, there's no doubt the guy is no joke, you know.
Yeah, he had tears in his eyes twice when he was talking about the picture, you know. I remember he's going oh, so holy, so pure, so holy, and it affected him so intensely that, you know, he gets an Academy Award for that one, you know, after experiencing these energies and talking about them, or, you know, he's legit, you know, one or the other.
Yeah, well, I mean, and we you know, everybody experiences these energies in different ways. You know, some people get, some people see a little bit more, some people get more body sensations, mm-hmm. you know, people are feeling it in all different ways, but everybody in the room was, you know, was obviously feeling it in one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Hey, we've just got a couple minutes left. Is there anybody
else
there that wants to...
Yeah, can I pass off to Jana? Because I know she's got a few things to say about...
yeah, that would be great.
As well. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I just kind of wanted to throw in a few words about what the experience was like, and just to add another perspective of someone that feels really connected to Mary as well, and that we were all connecting into that really gentle energy at the time, and sort of witnessing Khan taking the photo, I've been thinking about sort of how his vibration works and how the phenomenon of psychic photography does work. It's as though, you know, if we can't see it and he has the ability to see it, it's almost like he's taking the object, the camera, into that vibration. It's mm-hmm. all ascending with him so that he's yeah. able to capture that image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, also, too, is we can't deny the fact that we all felt the energy before he took the photograph, and we are working
yeah,
with that energy.
Absolutely.
And then he sees the energy, and he gets all excited and snaps the picture. And when he looked at the picture, the emotional response that he had was pretty darn genuine. I just don't see how anybody could pull that one off.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. It's also the archetype of, you know, having Mary appear on all these places around the world as opposed to, you know, some very new being, is that we're talking about this resurgence of divine feminine energy. And
mm-hmm.
I think that that's why, you know, an image of Mary and perhaps that story and the story of Mary Magdalene being clarified about what actually
mm-hmm.
happened in their lives, so that we can revisit that and heal that part of our past or our history and, you know, and allow that. So it's not just the same old, same old. It's kind of a big, you know, continuing to knock and say, hey, you know, we're still here, and bringing that back in. So.
And they're universal in nature. They're not owned by any one group. You know, these are universal
yeah.
master teachers that are here for everybody. And, you know, and he had no previous indoctrination concerning Mary or anything. He didn't even know who she was, you know.
No.
You know, when he first took the picture, he said, who's this? He didn't have any idea who it was, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's a big, you know, plus on that end. So anyway, mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately we're out of time.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say on the way out?
Love, joy, and bliss. Just keep focusing on it.
All right. Thanks for coming
okay.
on the show.
Thanks, James.
Well, we're out of time, folks. Hopefully the archives will have this show, you know, all together and in one piece. So anyway, we're signing off. So have a great evening. Good night.